Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
There's a lot of cussing on this album.
I can hear that in the things I can't hear.
Yeah. Hey.
Mm. So,
it's good.
Is that, must be the title track?
No. Yes, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Oh.
So that's the name of the record. Everybody, it's new. This week, 247,000 copies of the Logic record.
That's really good.
Yeah, you were already talking about that record. So there you go. There's the top songs and the top albums in the country. This chick, Dina Manzo, and her boyfriend, Dave Canton.
I don't know them.
Well, neither did I.
Are they bachelors?
They're not. They are Real Housewives. Well, she's a former Real Housewife.
On and off, yeah.
Okay.
So she was on the first couple seasons, and then she's just like a fringe person. Like she got off the show, but then she's still friends with some of the people.
Exactly,
so
a friend of the show, yeah.
And she's not married, so
she got divorced while being on the show.
Oh,
as do many of them. It's
really
weird. Yeah, it's super weird.
Here's a couple pictures of them.
It's like a curse.
Well, do they go out looking for trouble to make TV gold and end up ruining their own marriages?
I think TV just highlights, you know, if there's already a problem in the marriage and then you put it on TV, it highlights it and then it becomes a bigger thing.
Well, it looks like they were out for the evening, and when they came home, there were robbers at their house. So she and her boyfriend, Dina and Dave, they were the victims of a home invasion and robbery. This was Saturday night. They were bound, and the robber took a bat to this guy.
Yeah.
So there's varying reports. Some say his nose was broken. Others say no. But like, apparently, the face, the head, neck, and shoulders. The guy was beaten. She was punched in the face a few times, but I guess they didn't take the bat to her. But they've both been released from the hospital, which is actually, I thought, oh, God, a bat. Like, people die from bat, getting a bat to the head. So he's been released, which means maybe it was a wiffle ball bat. I don't know. It just seems like someone takes a bat to you. You don't get released later that night. So their attorney said Dina and David are obviously shaken up from the traumatic and violent home invasion and robbery. No one should ever have to go through what they did. They're grateful to law enforcement and on and on. She is 46. He's 37. They returned to their townhouse in New Jersey Saturday night, found two robbers inside.
So it looks like they walked in on the robbery. So they weren't waiting for them. They just...
Oh, no. Right.
They stumbled into a robbery.
Wrong time, wrong place.
And these guys, it looks like they... After beating him, they tied him up.
Yes. So then after the robbers left, they were tied together, apparently. They made their way into the kitchen and found, you know, scissors or a knife or something to cut the ties, and then they called the police. They have both been, this particular story says he had a broken nose, although I'm seeing different reports on that. But both had facial injuries. Yeah, they're saying here she was on the first two seasons of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, left the show, came back for a stint in 2014 during season six, and is not apparently currently on the show other than peripherally at all.
Scary.
I know, it's just
scary.
Awful. You go out, come home, and you expect everything to be as it was. They don't have a lead on these guys yet, apparently, or they're not saying whether or not they do, and I don't have like a list of the stuff that was stolen, but... How horrifying. Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert are supposedly in talks to join Katy Perry as judges on American Idol. Us Weekly is saying Chris Daughtry is also in the running. Variety says, no, that's not true. I guess we should look at Gossip Cop because they'll tell us what's real.
Wow, Daughtry. Did he just kind of go away?
He did. And he had, there were some big hits on that first record. I haven't heard of him.
Well, rock is a tough one anyway.
It is. It does seem like, though, once you get your toe in, he had some legitimate hits. Ryan Seacrest they're close to a deal with him. Hopefully ABC's going to offer some concrete details. They're supposed to release their fall schedule today. So, and they, I think they were going to for sure confirm Katy Perry. Was that what we heard?
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of this is all just speculation. So who knows what it'll wind up being. A Fox executive was asked about losing Idol to ABC, and she said, it's obviously a tough one for us. It feels bad knowing it's coming back on another network. And she says it feels extremely fraudulent to bring the show back so soon after they hyped season 15 as the show's farewell season just last year. And this is the quote I had seen yesterday. We spent $25 million sending the message that it was the farewell season, and fans responded. And now, 13 months later, it's back, or however many months. The nominees for this year's BET Awards have been announced. Beyoncé, 7 nominations. Although, in a few categories, she's up against her sister, Solange.
I was just going to say, what about her sister? Her sister's
a lot.
I think stunning. And I'm not into either of their music, but her sister's got an album out right now, right?
And it's you know, it's nominated for 4. Looks like, so Beyonce has 7 nominations. Bruno Mars was 2nd with 5 nominations. Solange, Noel. Chance the Rapper and Migos each had 4. So she's up against her sister, it looks like, in Best Female R&B Pop Artist, Video of the Year, Album of the Year. I'm not sure which category. They're not necessarily saying that those are the categories. But anyway, they both have a ton of nominations. How wonderful for them. They can go as sisters. It'll be so fun. And Jay-Z could be in the elevator with them. Super great.
Did Mary J. get nominated? Because that new album is...
You know, I wonder if that... Because that just came out. I wonder if...
Oh, too bad she missed the cut.
Yeah, so next year. Oh, let's hear a little Mary J.
You're into that?
That's pretty neat. I love people who can really sing, and just love to hear a song like that
Listen
that really highlights
one.
It. I don't like the production on this. Isn't my style.
I like to wait at red lights outside the car when this is on.
That first one, though, it's nice. It's just like a little piano and then just the raw voice and then the horns kicking. I like that.
You're into
one.
It.
Well, I don't know if I'm into it, but I did like that. So, yeah, no nominations for her. Not for this record,
That's
anyway.
Too bad.
Yeah. The guy who played Suge Knight in Straight Outta Compton, he's been arrested.
What'd he do?
He just seems mean.
who is it?
You can't get arrested for being mean.
I don't know. His name is Richard Marcos Taylor. He was at a resort in Miami over the weekend, and late on Sunday night, he was in the lobby of a hotel, and a security guard said, "Get your feet off the table." And he refused.
Well, yeah.
And then the guy, you know, come on, buddy. This is a nice establishment. Get your feet off the table. So, yeah. So Richard took his feet off, put him on the ground, stood up and shoved the guy. And then they started fighting.
Uh-huh.
Which is super exciting. In a hotel lobby, you're like, oh, my God, run.
Did fake Suge Knight win?
No, because ultimately he was arrested for it.
Oh.
He's also a black belt.
Oh,
fake Suge Knight is a black belt.
Uh-huh.
Fake Suge Knight picked up the security guard and slammed him down on the ground.
Oh, yikes!
So he did win.
Well,
I mean,
ultimately,
yeah, he was arrested,
I mean,
but he won.
You know, is that winning? I don't know.
Well, yeah. Yes, because he was saying to that guy, "Don't tell me my job. I put my feet where I like."
Mm.
Right?
I still can't see it as a win. I just don't. I feel like when you wind up behind bars, you ultimately, you know, if, or you know how he could have won is just take his feet off the table and then everybody goes on with their life. And
Or that security guard could not tell people their jobs. How about that?
Is his job to have his feet up?
Yeah. I'm relaxing.
Yeah. Go to
what
are
you,
your
what,
room.
What
I won't
is
be
his
able
job?
To tell you that.
To security the coffee tables of the world?
Apparently so.
Jesus.
Who knows what his job description reads like?
I'm sure fake Suge Knight was like, you know what these shoes cost? They cost more than the coffee table here.
I don't want to put them on your filthy ground. So they started fighting, and it continued until the police got there, by the way. I don't know if the security guard was just like running away from him, and he kept finding him and throwing him back into the ring.
Maybe fake Suge Knight just put him in a headlock
right,
and just held him there.
There.
What are you going to do now? Why don't you tell me what to do now? How about that? How about that?
Cash me right here. We're not even going outside. Cash me outside.
Oh, that's a good story. Great job.
He was fake Suge Knight was taken in and charged with battery.
I like that.
Yeah. cares what the guy's name is? Fake Shug Knight. You know, I gotta hand it to some people. They seem to have the whole business down. Like, you see people who get a divorce and they start dating other people and there's kids involved. And some of them really remain friends. They're so amicable toward each other that the kids never get that bad feeling like, oh God, mom and dad hate each other.
You're talking about show business people.
Talking about people in general, though. I mean, it does seem like some people really can amicably split and they figure it all out and their ex becomes, you know, even a friend, a good friend even. And sometimes it's just completely the opposite way.
Yeah, so I'll give you that. Life is messy and the people who seem to be able to...
I think it's great.
Maneuver through it smoothly.
Without
good
it becoming,
on them.
Right. I really... So I like this story.
As opposed to the guy who comes to pick up his kids and the wife is at the door flipping him the bird.
Right.
As he pulls away.
Right. It's just nice. And really, I think a lot of times it's because you've got kids. You've got to make the extra. It's hard to be nice to this person you hate that maybe cheated on you or whatever it is. But sometimes people can figure it out. So I just think this is great. Kevin Hart... He's divorced from a lady named Tori, or possibly Tore.
I think it's Tori.
Oh, Tori. Okay.
Okay.
Torrei. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart's first wife, Tori, is super excited about his new wife having a baby. And I guess that she said the only bad thing about it is that she's got to pay back a debt in babysitting because this new wife has had to babysit her kids that she has with Kevin Hart all these years.
Oh, so they have step.
Right, and so she's like, my kids are super excited about it. They're going to have a little, and it's a brother, it's a boy. Kevin Hart has just really scored in the lady department. There it is. Be funny.
I'd agree with that, though. You mean they're super hot looking? Is that what you're uh-huh. looking at pictures? Oh, good
yeah,
for
you. Yeah, I'll hand you a picture in
a
second.
He's not
a
tall man, either.
Oh, no.
He's 5'4".
You know how people scooch it up a half inch?
I've heard.
Vinny. Vinny's heard that too. So
how dare you two.
Kevin and his new wife, Aniko, just announced that they're expecting their first kid, a baby boy. And Tori says it was huge news in her house. Her two kids are super pumped to be older siblings. And she is a true believer in keeping things positive. She calls it their modern family. She, Kevin, and Aniko, the three of them together. Mm-hmm. And I guess that, you know, she said her only complaint is now she's going to have to take care of a baby from time to time, which she's fine with.
I'm sure the fact that there's enough money to go around to keep everybody happy helps a lot.
Right. Looks like money can buy you happiness.
A lot.
So this is Tori. It's, unfortunately, it printed funny. So
this is the ex-wife.
This is the ex-wife. And here is...
Is that box actually on her face, or is that...
It just prints weird sometimes. And this is the new wife. The new wife is looking tight.
Yeah.
She looks amazing.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
That's neat. That's
and here
neat.
I am in the skimpiest possible outfit, showing you the non-existent baby bump I've got going on here. Yeah, I'm happy to hear it. I'm always happier to hear a story like that than I am about the, you know, people who have to park outside their ex-husband's work to try to get their child support paid or whatever. Or they take a bat to someone's car. Or I don't know. Loretta Lynn, she's been moved out of the hospital and into a rehab facility. She suffered a stroke about a week ago at her ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. A message on her website says her recovery's going well, but all her future shows have been postponed per doctor's orders. She turned 85 in April, and she had shows lined up through November across America. They actually say here that she's expected to make a full recovery. Mm. Although, geez, I mean, a stroke, that can lay you pretty low. So no word if she'll ever go back on the road or not, but she's out of the hospital, and she's in a rehab facility. So good luck to Loretta Lynn and all the...
85.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff. I've got some bed stories.
Uh-huh. Bed stories.
Yeah, well, I'll just explain those when we get there. And junk food.
Mm.
And more after these.
Radio. Alice
at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Sam's Club. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today at Sold Out Friday Bottle Rock. Mm-hmm. That is 9 o'clock, Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival presented by Jam Sellers. It's next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we've got not just tickets to the Sold Out Friday, but wristbands to join Jane in the Jam Pad Club Room for a live broadcast, surprise guests, including Michael Franti, and so much more. All day long, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Your first chance coming up at 9 o'clock. Take your backyard barbecue to the next level with instant savings from Sam's Club. Save on electric smokers, Bratz, Pepsi, and more. Find these savings online or at a Sam's Club near you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Don't forget the Warriors play tonight. It's game 2 of the Western Conference Finals against the Spurs. 6 o'clock tip time. The Celtics won last night, Sarah, so your team will move on to play the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I didn't even know they were still in it.
The next game is in Boston at 5:30 on Wednesday.
We want to face the Cavs again, right?
Well, that's a game everyone wants to see, right. and it would be an upset of the extreme if Boston were to take out the Cavs.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised they beat the Wizards.
Yeah. I'm just super, I hope that Larry Bird has a good game.
Very funny. The guy who's playing for you guys, though, that Isaiah Thomas kid, he's so good. And he just, his little sister had just died. And he came out played one of his best games like the next day. And it just happened.
Jeez.
And he's still playing, crazy, lights out really well. It's a neat story. Well, it's not a neat story. It's a horrible story. But the fact that he's been able to...
Full inspiration from that. Do it for her,
Get it together and continue to play is something. Anyway.
Well, she would want him to.
Sure. But, most people just like to drink heavily after they lose someone close to them.
Wallowing.
It's not... this is his little sister. It's not the natural order of things.
Right.
This was interesting. I thought I'd mention it. Playboy is doing something called pop-up hidden arcade night.
Okay.
So I guess it's an adult-only pop-up event that brings a childhood arcade with, as they say here, a side of sexy.
So pinball machines with hot babes.
There'll be Pac-Man, the arcade games that you grew up with.
Oh, how am I going to get a high score with those boobs in my face? Get out of here!
They did this once in LA already, and now it's going to be in San Francisco on Saturday night.
Wow.
And then it'll head to New York.
Is it what I'm thinking? Like all these games and then a bunch of hot chicks just strutting around serving drinks in Playboy bunny outfits?
That's it. The event will feature more than 10 arcade games like Pac-Man, as well as 80s music and booze from 9 to 2. Playboy's Hidden Arcade, again, is this Saturday night.
10 games doesn't seem like enough.
It's at some place called Monument.
Oh, I know Monument. Yeah.
What's that all
about?
You going
to go to that?
Probably not.
You should go and check it out.
Wow.
You didn't play video games?
I did all the time.
You should go.
Me?
Put your blinders on. You don't care about girls. I should say you don't care about getting in a relationship.
Yeah, it's just...
You have three other events that night.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right.
I'm sure
that's fun. I mean, I could definitely... Remember you put your quarter up on the screen? That's me.
I'm next.
I got next, and then the next people, and you got a line of quarters going. Everybody knows theirs.
Yeah.
I'm third.
And if you were really good at it, it was kind of cool because people would gather around and watch you.
Yeah.
And then if you stunk, the other people were like, get off that game. My quarter's next.
Right. Mm. Getting wasted's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This little study they did, I just want to, before I even do it, say I don't agree with it. But I'll mention it anyway. Researchers at the University of Missouri-St. Louis recently had more than 150 people describe what their personality is like when they're sober and when they're drunk.
Oh.
Your five personality traits are extroversion, agreeableness, openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism.
Eroticism?
Neuroticism. Most people said booze had an effect on all five of those traits. So they thought it had a pretty major effect on their personality. Extroversion.
Oh, extroversion. How extroverted you are.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There's no question that you have a couple of drinks and like the edges of everything are a little blurred and you just like... You're just a little more open to everything. It's easier to talk to people. It's just relax, have a drink.
After a few drinks, the researchers saw almost no changes in four of the traits. The only one that was really affected was extroverted. Like you are absolutely more outgoing.
Right.
When you've had some drinks. But the other stuff
But you're still neurotic. What were the other ones?
Agreeableness, openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism.
Oh, I would think that all those would go. You'd be, you know, you're not as conscious. I would think there'd be big changes in all of them.
Then they went on to say, though.
You're way more open.
Here's the thing that I took exception with, okay. Which they said was, you know, you're drinking, right?
Yeah.
They say they only gave people enough vodka to get to the blood alcohol level of 0.09, which is just barely over the legal limit to drive.
So you just, right, I that's...
Nobody stays at that level of buzz on a given
Plenty
drinking
of people
night.
Do
get
that.
Out of you, here.
It's just not your experience, Vin.
Come on. No.
Plenty of times I'm having one drink an hour and I have a light buzz. And I know.
The lies into the microphone that you're telling.
I'm not telling lies. You can maintain it. It's all about pacing yourself.
You're the
Vin.
Blackout girl.
I have had blackouts, but I, for the most part, I know what my limits are. I just choose to ignore them sometimes. But one drink, the one drink an hour followed by a glass of water per hour will keep you right where you need to be.
And you say you do that.
I don't, I'm not always successful, but I do, especially if I'm out somewhere and I know I am like around people that I wouldn't want to be blackout drunk around. Yeah, I totally can do that. Huh. My problem is I'm having fun with my friends. I'm like, John, you're driving, right? Woo!
They say here it's hard to work in an office and not eat junk food. That would be true.
Yeah, oh my God.
The only place I really come across it is here in the morning when someone drops it off.
It's the best. Thank God, because, geez.
One of the days here, I think I had 3 Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know when they were dropped off for.
They're the
best.
But
normally I don't even have any, but if you crack the seal on that, boy, they're just... They disappear so fast down.
They do melt in your mouth.
Good grief. Mm. Driving home, I'm like, I had 3 donuts today. What is
Don't
wrong
beat yourself
with
up
me?
About it. What's wrong with you is that they're delicious.
Because I'm a fat ass.
Oh,
I
my
can't
God.
Be doing that.
You gotta be kidding me.
Anyway.
You just have a lovely dad bod.
Oh,
it's perfect.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome.
You're
Super sexy.
Yeah, that's great.
It's the one everyone wants, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
right.
what they say, you see?
That's
dad
just
bod?
People being
right.
nice. No one wants that.
I do. I need my man to be fatter than me.
Oh, really?
I can feel good about myself, you know.
Anyway, they say here that people don't tell their significant other how much junk food they eat on a regular basis. Most of them keep it a secret.
Oh, it's like a hidden thing?
Well, I mean, in general, you've probably already had your dessert before you left work that day, but then that night at dinner.
Right. Oh, got to have some dessert.
How about dessert?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
21% even take it further and lie about what they ate during the workday.
Oh, what is this? Is the food police at your house?
I know. Maybe. Like, why would it even come up?
I know. I was thinking I don't tell John when I eat junk food, but that's because we're not talking about what I don't, like, leave him the diary of food that I ate. I, like, if it came up, I'd be like, oh, I had a Krispy Kreme this morning.
Well, I would imagine.
But Vinny had 3, if you can believe that.
Dude.
God. What a lard ass.
I sold a lard ass. I drove home that day going, what is wrong with
stop
me?
Stop it. There's nothing wrong with you. So what? You had 3 donuts.
Total
Why are you beating
junkie.
Yourself up about it?
3
Jesus.
Donuts.
You're
Good
so handsome.
God.
You should eat 10 donuts a day. Just so the rest of us have a chance, Vin.
Oh, please. Sarah, you have a maid.
Yeah, I do.
Does she do the house topless?
She doesn't. I've actually requested that, you know, she leave her top on.
You should... You asked her to leave it on?
No, I didn't have to.
Because there's people that do that. topless cleaning service.
I've heard of that. I think you...
Hooman, do you have a topless cleaning lady?
My maid hates my guts, so we try not to see each other. I have no idea what
she's
doing.
Would you like to see her
tonight.
Topless?
Not really. She's, not...
What?
Attractive?
Young.
Oh. You like older women, though.
Right, yeah. Right, right. Does
she have a key to your house?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, she just normal. Comes and goes...
But there's nothing to take. I live in a studio. I got a bed and a desk.
Well, plus, if something got taken on cleaning day, I guess you'd know who took it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a woman in Bangor, Maine.
Oh.
Who runs a topless maid service. She's just been arrested for stealing underwear, which is weird.
Hmm. That's weird. That is weird.
So it makes the news because of the stolen...
So it's okay to have a topless maid service. You can do whatever you want.
Right. But she was stealing people's underwear. I don't know why that made me think of...
That's so strange. Where did she steal it from? Like someone's house?
From houses she was doing the work at.
Underwear is expensive.
She was busted last week for shoplifting and also violating the terms of her probation.
Maybe she was selling them online, you know. You could do that.
Oh.
Hey, Vin, you guys have a maid?
No. Wait.
You don't have a cleaning lady who comes in?
You got a maid?
We have had that on and off, but we don't have a regular thing. You sold your panties online?
No, I have never done that.
Well, you just
but you can
said
do
it
that.
So authoritatively.
I said maybe this woman. No, I've never done it.
She's been offered money though.
But, you've been offered money for your panties?
How much?
How much were you offered?
I don't know.
Yeah, you.
Yes,
do.
You do.
Why are you lying about
don't
it?
Don't lie to us.
Did you sell them or not? Tell the truth for once.
I don't know.
I have never sold my panties.
How much were you offered?
How many
I don't
times?
Remember.
Have
I'm
you ever?
I don't remember.
Have you ever?
You're a liar.
Have you ever given a pair of your panties away to someone?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm thinking.
Take these with you.
No, I don't think so.
These are for
take
you.
These with me?
I'm about to dump your ass. You can remember me with these.
No.
You're a loser, and I'm going to smash your car.
Take these.
Take these.
Yeah. Mm-mm. What?
Yeah, what?
To your question.
You've never sold your panties.
No, I never
And you've
have.
Never given your panties
What's
to
the most
anyone?
You've Not ever been offered for your panties?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
She keeps saying that, Sarah.
How does someone get into a conversation with you about buying your panties?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Does Drinks. Someone just walk right up and be
exactly.
like,
what would it cost for
remember.
Me to
of your panties.
Buy your dirty underwear?
The dirtier, the better.
You know,
is that what they said to you?
No. I'm talking about these people online where they want to buy your chonies.
Yeah.
And they do ask for dirty underwear.
There's dudes who are into other dudes' underwear, too.
Oh.
What? That's not true.
It's not only true. Hooman, if you want, you can tell the story.
I don't want to tell the story.
Oh, tell us the story. As he
Someone tried to buy Hooman's underwear?
Tell the story.
I have nothing to say. I don't even know what
Tell the truth for once.
I don't even know what... Slaterra
if Sarah tells
about.
The truth, you know, we're not going to get it off.
You're right. You're not. I turned off my bike as soon as I heard the crunch.
All right,
so
Sarah, you tell the story.
When No Name was on the show, this guy called in and was like, I want your underwear. Like,
to No Name?
To No Name. Mm-hmm. I want your underwear. I really just, I want to smell them. And so No Name thought it was hilarious. Yeah. And he wore the same pair of underwear every single day for a week.
For a week?
For a week, because the guy was going to come in and you know, smell his underwear.
He was going to come in and do it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, and he did come in.
Oh.
So No Name has the underpants. And then how did you end up...
Then what happened?
And then you had your underpants. He actually wanted your underpants.
I don't even remember this.
And the guy, after a week of No Name wearing them, he wanted Hooman's. He said,
had Hooman been wearing his for a week?
I don't know. He didn't. He wasn't like a plan or anything, but he smelled them both and he wanted Hooman.
You took off. Did you take off your underwear?
Well,
no,
yeah.
I gave him my T-shirt.
Oh, it was your T-shirt?
Yeah.
No. It was your underwear.
Look at Sarah. She doesn't even know the story. She's
it was
piecing
underwear.
It together.
It was the underwear.
They both had the underwear.
Right. Wow. Hooman, what'd you get for it?
Yeah. How much did you get for it?
I think I just had to give it for free and never saw it again.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Did you take both
Weird.
Pairs or just your pair?
I don't know. All I remember is there were a lot of plastic bags in the studio that day.
Full
to,
of
like,
underwear.
Preserve everything.
Too bad Yuzi wasn't here to make sure you got paid.
Yeah.
Too bad Yuzi wasn't here to contribute.
Oh, Yuzi wouldn't have done that.
It's just too bad all you guys weren't here. I mean, this, you know. Hi, family.
Yeah, we missed out, huh?
Yeah, you missed out.
Yeah, look at what you guys missed out on.
Yeah.
Well, it is true. There is something to, for lack of a better way of putting it, a scent of a lady. So I could see why someone would want. I don't know why you'd want the random from someone random.
Right. Well, people, there are people who just love smells, you know?
Mm-hmm. Smell!
That, yep.
But I can't say I've never walked past a pair of underwear in the house and gone, let me check that out. Sniff. Yeah, that's it. Right there.
You can't say you've never done that?
I can't say I've never done that. Oh. I've done that. Mm. You've never done that?
No.
You never smelled your own underwear?
Have I? Yes, I've probably done that.
Right.
I don't make, it's not a habit. But I don't picture John doing it. But I guess he probably has.
I'm sure he has. He probably doesn't tell you because it's crunchy to tell your lady that you held something to your nose while you slept with yourself.
I just don't picture that. He's not really like a smell guy.
Well, I'm not really a smell guy either, but...
Oh, really? Nose police, odor police. You are a smell. You'll smell anything. He's like, oh, this smells terrible. Mm-hmm. Smell it. Like, no, I'm not going to smell that. That's your thing, not mine. You are a smeller.
Well, anyway, I'm out of time. I'll do the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.